like to call the Osage Nation Congress Congressional Affairs Committee back to order. We are trying to get the applications, which are through Paycom. My login information is not working. We tried to call HR two or three different times. We can't get the phone answered up there, but we're going to continue. I think Ms. Merle, if you could possibly continue to call HR and see if they can get that through Paycom to us. Congressman Potts.
Motion to postpone the discussion of OFBR until the Congress has considered ONCA 1874 during the 2019 HUNCA legislative session. I do.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the piece of legislation that would reform OFPR. We've had this discussion countless times. It's clear we're still nowhere on hiring. Let's bring up the discussion after we've discussed or addressed 1860 or 1874 during the session.
Any more discussion? There is a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is legislative chambers. And there has been some communication from the last directing me to put out a RFP working with Mr. Sapahoodle in his office. And I believe Mr. Sapahoodle is here. Could you come and join us, sir? And give us an update on what we know about legislative chambers, where we are in the process. Also, Mr. Johnson, if you'd like to join us as well, please do come to the table.
At this point, I've given all the documentation to Tammy Leeper. She's submitted it for bids, and we're waiting for applications.
Okay, and thank you, Mr. Sapahoodle. Is this microphone on? If you could restate that.
I've given all the documents to Tammy Leeper, and we're waiting for people to submit their proposals.
Tell us about those documents that you submitted to Ms. Leeper, if you would.
It's an RFP, I believe, for a design phase of legislative chambers. We don't have a site picked out, so this is going to be a difficult task, but we'll get it started.
Mm-hmm. So in your professional opinion, until we get a site picked out, that's going to hamper us from continuing on in an accurate estimate of how this RFP will work with the architect?
It helps because site work is the most expensive item that you have. Okay. Site work and infrastructure. Anytime you dig the ground, you're running into costly.
And I remember and I recall the last meeting that we had, we looked at the master plan.
Right.
And we looked at since its inception in 2006 to where it currently is now. There's been some altercations to that master plan, which by the way is not law, but it's an idea. But, you know, and having been up on the campus in the legislative chambers, I think there are several options for us to look at now. How not in my wisdom, how you go about selecting a piece of property up there to move the to build a legislative chambers. I don't know. And if Mr. Johnson from the executive branch, if you have any wisdom into that, how do we go about saying, hey, this works for everybody here, executive branch is all right with it, or do they have to be?
I think I'm pretty loud. Congressman, I think if we use the master plan as a starting point, you know, because it was, you know, I don't know when it was laid out. It was before my time.
I think 06.
But how we have the Welcome Center and the law building already set up is kind of a horseshoe-shaped idea. Mm-hmm. I think along Grandview on, well, if you're traveling north on Grandview, mm-hmm. it would be the west side of the street, you know, along there between kind of where Claremore is sitting and the law building. There's space along there. And then if you come around the circle on that backside over towards the west, as you're coming up that new road that hooks that the circle with the backside of campus, mm-hmm. there's land going down that way. And that kind of conforms to the idea of the master plan, where we've got buildings more centrally located. You can, I think, put the building where the current one is. Of course, you're going to make the Minerals Council homeless when you tear it down, and so there's not any place to put them. I think the executive branch, we're fine with what you guys, you know, decide once a location is picked. And like I said, I think the master plan has already given us at least a jumping off point, to where we can kind of set it to where it makes sense. But either way, like Mr. Sabahoodle said, got to figure out if it's going to be on that. If you're looking at the law building and the welcome center from the museum towards the north, if it's mm-hmm. going to be on that west side, there's that slope we got to deal with. You know, so that's a lot of more groundwork than that east side, which appears to be more flat. But, I think it's up to this body to kind of decide where you'd like to call home, personally.
Congressman Mason.
Thank you. I just want to address, in 2006, I was here when those first plans first came out, phase one, phase two, phase three. Congress was in the phase three program, part of that. On the south end of the whole plan, and construction 2020-2022 was the end of the construction of all of these. And Congress was supposed to have our building to the south. In the meantime, and since then, we've talked around this table and this current Congress and this particular committee, and my personal thoughts are that we would be more up on Grandview side. We want to be up on Grandview, not on the backside, not on the rear of the campus, but on the front of the campus. And I like the idea that, you mentioned that perhaps over Grandview, up by one of the areas up there that we could have, or that we could pick out, and we all agree that that's where we want to build our congressional house, if you will, not only for this Congress, but for many Congresses past and beyond us. That'll be a good place, and again, keeping everybody kind of up on the hill. That's where we want to go. We want to get back up on the hill. This place isn't comfortable for us. It's just not comfortable unless you're in a banking business. And if you are, then it's comfortable. I used to bank here, I know, but for us to think in terms of a facility, if we go down west of the building, we get down where it starts to get low, and I know that there's some site work that needs to be done when you start getting into those kind of elevations. And if we're up on Grandview or on a little higher ground, perhaps a little less elevations, and I keep thinking that's where all of those white houses used to be. Remember everyone that used to live in those houses back in the day. That strip right in there is where this one congressman would like to see it happen. But we have other members, my colleagues, we all have our own opinions of where things go when that happens. And I know that, and I feel comfortable that the executive is kind of giving us a nod to, you guys find a place and we'll help you get it built, and that's what we're looking at. And I think as we meet here in these particular CA meetings, we'll take it from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Congressman Plaps.
Leave Congressman Edwards.
Congressman Edwards, sorry.
No, that's fine. I want to say that when the master plan, and Congressman Mason and I were here in the beginning, when the master plan was proposed, I always assumed that there would be some legislation that would go along with it so that we would all agree that we were going to follow that plan or adopt that plan, but that never happened. So buildings started down the road and then they changed and they never quite conformed to what was first proposed, and then different things were added, and now when you look at the footprint of the campus, it doesn't look like what's on that master plan because parking lots were added, memorials were added, things were moved. To me, we know two things. We know at least one thing is going away, I'm assuming, and I can't imagine it wouldn't, and that is the clinic. And the plans are for the clinic to go, is my understanding, somewhere else, which I agree with because it really doesn't fit in with a governance function of what goes on the Hill. So to me, in the near future, there will be a space there. There's also a space we've always, or for years, tried to take over the space that the BIA was leasing and let the BIA move somewhere else. That to date hasn't happened. I know there is a lease, but you know, I had to have believed that we would have been able to negotiate something out of that. That building has had a problem for years, and eventually that building has got to be probably rebuilt because it at least in the 10 years that I was there, they were never able to fix the drainage problems that kept it pretty much constantly in a state of problem with leaking. So while I agree with Congressman that Grandview area is the optimal area, I think that maybe we should be a little bit more patient and see if one of those two sites is not preferable to building on another site that might be smaller. And I am concerned that we continue to encroach upon the museum because I think the museum, and we've recognized by putting money into a fund that the museum at some point needs to have an expansion, a new home, something. I mean, it is the repository for most of our artifacts, so, and it's insufficient in size. So need to keep that in mind. The other thing I would say is that there is a building to our west that used to be the Osage Nations that's not anymore, and I am not opposed to looking into trying to acquire our original council chambers back.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Staple, do you have a date that the RFQs or RFPs are to be returned? Do you have an idea of when that will be? And about how long ago were they sent out? You don't have to be exact, just off the top of your head. Last week, 2 weeks ago? Okay.
Johnson.
One of the other things that we need to think about as far as, you know, getting somebody started with design and all of that, they'll have to design the parking, not just the building, but the parking lots. You know, that's something, you know, a lot of times people, when you talk about a building, they're not thinking about, okay, what's all the rest of the stuff that goes along with it, you know, like the drainage. I have no argument. The drainage is horrible up there. I think they knew it back in the 70s when they built it, but you know, it's sometimes what happens when you get the lowest bidder. I totally agree with that. It's not in a bad spot. It's not, they didn't do the drainage work, which is also a piece that's gonna have to go into the design, and you know, Congressman Mason's point. that, and again, if we're facing north, if we're looking at that west side, there's a lot of, in my opinion, I'm not a professional builder, but you're going to have to do a lot of bringing in earth, you know, to raise that elevation up over on that west side to, one, to make sure the building's flat, but two, to ensure that any drainage isn't coming down into that building like what's happening with those other buildings. So, you know, it's important that, you know, those are all things that are important in having the site kind of figured out before you go into any kind of design phase. They're going to have to look at drainage. They're going to have to look at the soil they're working on. I mean, I can tell you over at Fairfax, as soon as they started digging the hole, the ground would not accept the building, you know, until they had to go an extra 6 feet down before they found, you know, solid earth before they could then start backfilling so the building wouldn't eventually sink, you know. So as soon as you put the shovel in the ground, you're going to find things that, you know, have to change, have to move. You're going to have to move electric. You're going to have to do, there's no telling what kind of clay pipe is under there or, you know, stuff like that. So these are all things that these architects and engineers will have to figure out going into it. That's why the site selection is so important. You know, it's not just the building, it's everything around.
Speaker Walker.
Well, I'll kind of repeat or voice a very similar opinion that I did the last time that I was part of this discussion. And it goes somewhat along the lines with Congressman Mason. And it also goes along the conceptual that the campus master plan that I've been holding that we looked at last time. I still felt the same way. We could build building D or B or E along Grandview that could be used for our offices. We could have chambers in there. Once the clinic is moved and other buildings are built, then we can continue down the road to finish something that's very close to this conceptual design that a lot of time and money was spent developing. So I still feel the same way I did last time. I would like to see building B or E built along Grandview, and that be where we move. And we can start with the design, it can be in line with the conceptual Osage Nation Campus Master Plan that was completed December 23rd of 2009.
Thank you, Speaker. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, motion to postpone discussion of the legislative chambers until April 4th, 2019.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item was executive session, but that has been determined that it's no longer needed. So, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
We are adjourned.
Right. 2 minutes.
What was the motion?
It says to travel with us. It didn't say who's traveling with us.
Gloria.
Did you all change that?
No, it's for the minutes on the speaker. That's the minutes for approval.
That's what I'm saying. I think. I think that's the best spot.
I'm just saying that you need Maria's name in there so you